Richard Mulla in the first place is a well-known rebel just like Riek Machar. Now the fact that Riek Machar has defected, it is not strange that Richard Mulla follows. That is one. Number two, there had not been any threat to anybody in terms of threats from security or any other organs against Dr. Richard Mulla. But it's a known fact that if you are rebelling, you must create a situation or a reason in a way or the other. Whether it is acceptable or not, you must create a reason. The government of South Sudan and our security organs had never threatened any life, including those who were released recently for a failed coup d'etat. So what is stated by Richard K. Mulla is not correct, is not true, it is unfounded, it is only an excuse to substantiate his being a rebel.
Mr. Minister, what about Dr. Francis Nazario? We understand he's executive director in the office of the foreign minister. He quit his job, citing what he called lack of respect for human rights, intimidation of journalists, and rampant harassment of civilians by the security in Juba.
Dr. Francis Nazario, Francis was in the South Sudan UN mission, and he decided to go against the decision of the government when he decided to vote against Israel in favor of the Arabs, and when he decided to vote against Russia, and as such, he was called back. When he was called back, ultimately, he fell aggrieved, and he had to go. And as such, all that he is saying is only an expression of dissatisfaction because he has been transferred from where he was. But if a person has decided to rebel, we will not question why did he decide to rebel. But what I know is that those who are rebelling and those who are following the rebellion will at the end of the day regret and will come and seek forgiveness from this very government which they are abandoning now.
Mr. Minister, as you know, the next round of peace talks between the government and the rebels are supposed to be starting sometime this week. What should we expect?
Well, of course, my expectation is that the government delegation all this time had been going in search of peace. So there is nothing we expect other than peace. However, the way the IGAD and their secretariat handle the incoming session needs further clarification. And as such, we will go there, but we will be skeptical about what will happen in this coming session.
Mr. could you clarify, you said that your government has not been satisfied or pleased with the way IGA has handled the negotiations. What do you mean by that?
I'm not saying the way they have handled the negotiations. I said the way they are handling the incoming phase of the talks.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is that the coming phase of the talks of stakeholders, all the stakeholders to attend the process. And as long as the current stakeholders are not yet agreed, there is no, and the agreement which was signed by President Salva Kiir and the rebel leader Riek Machar did not tell us who would be the body that will nominate or select the stakeholders, then that is a situation that we need to agree upon. IGAD Secretariat decided to take it upon itself, and they came to South Sudan, and without the involvement of the government of South Sudan, they selected people of their choice. How did they come to know these people of their own choice? They are not South Sudanese in the first place, and the agreement did not empower them to make their selection. The position of the government had been not selectivity, but inclusivity. So we need further clarification from the IGAD envoys and the IGAD secretariat on these issues before we go for the next round of talks.